Good morning. Good morning, my friends. I'm having so much fun this morning. Did you see Marie-Pierre at the bottom? You have leave. It's a little human being. Did you see that? We just updated our Zoom and I'm so, so excited. If I do it, will they see it on Facebook? They should. They won't see it on Facebook. They will. Yeah. Okay. So look, guys, we have a new reaction button. So update your Zoom. And look at this. We're going all the way to the moon. Can you see it? Hi, Monique. Update the Zoom. Update the Zoom. So you have all these choices of reaction button. Oh, my God. I love what you said. What? Did you see that, Monique? Did you see that? Yay! Okay. I'm a big baby. I'm a big baby. Okay, so I'm really excited. Okay, let me get back to the podcast. I'm just having so much fun with this. Okay, so welcome, my friends. For me, it seems like ages since the last podcast because I've been gone for over a week. And I'm so glad to be back. Like for me, a podcast is a must. And Lord and behold, we fall in the beginning. I come back and I'm starting with you at the same time, the beginning of chapter 3. OMG, do I love this? Do I love this? So this is what we're going to do. While Marie-Pierre takes over, so you can share, we'll talk about the contest and how to win the awards. By the way, Kendra was number one in the month of March, our first Anglo. Woo-woo! Okay. I want you to go right in the chat, please, whether you're on Facebook, whether you're listening on Podbeam, or whether you are with me on Zoom, so I can read the chat. What is your one takeaway from the last 10 days of the podcast, whether it's Monday, Tuesday with Jean-Philippe and Sylvain, whether it was Wednesday with Jean-Philippe, no, not Jean-Philippe, it was Marie-Pierre, Melanie Miller, and Sylvain, or whether it was last Thursday and Friday. I just want to know that one thing that stuck to your head, okay? While you do that for me, Marie-Pierre, take it away.
Yes. So I just put the text in the comments. When you share, you can take this text that Maria prepared for us this morning so people understand why they should listen to the podcast. So if you are on Podbean or on Facebook, you will see the arrow just beside where you write your comment so you can share everywhere. So if you are on Podbean, you can share on every social media platform, but you can also share by Messenger and by text message. And if you are on Facebook, you will be able to share everywhere on Facebook. That means your personal profile, story, if you have a page, a group, and even by Messenger too. So if you have someone that you want to make sure that they will listen to the podcast, make sure that you share by Messenger or by text message from Podbean or Facebook. Both will be perfect to make sure that they will listen to the podcast. And then we have all our contest for the month of April. First, yes, we want to recognize our top five month to date. At the end of the month, the official top five will get the new notebook, Les Millionnaires des Diamants. But for now, our top five, we have Joanne Corbeil, we have Danny Chartrand, Louise Gauthier, Lise Boucher, and Kendra Sifingasso, number one! Yes, and for everyone who participates on the group, so when you post, when you put a reaction, a comment, you will be in the draw at the end of the month for the accessory bag, Les Millionnaires des Diamants. And then we'll have another draw for everyone who invites someone new to the group and for everyone who joined the group during the month for another accessory bag. And then we'll have one for everyone who share on social media with, and when you tag Maria Meriano, you tag Les Millionnaires des Diamants with your new books, your new agenda. And yes, I think we'll have a lot of people in this category at the end of the month, because if you are not ready, make sure that you are ready on Saturday. We will announce something new that you will be able to order. Okay, I'm so excited for that. And then we have our Shopify Les Millionnaires des Diamants. So when you place your order, when you receive your order, make sure that you post on the Facebook group so you will be in the draw for the accessory bag. Maria is so proud of all her new merch that she just received, Les Millionnaires des Diamants. So she has the accessory bag, she has the big bag, the travel bag. So Maria, you have to speak if you want them to see. If you are on Facebook, if you are on Zoom, you will see all the new items that Maria just received from the Shopify Les Millionnaires des Diamants.
I am so excited. So again, thank you. Thank you. Finally, we've got our Anglos on board. Kendra, number one so far. So these are the accessory bags for the top five. There's new merchandise. Look at this beautiful, beautiful bag. I got myself some t-shirts. I got myself a fanny pack. Listen to this. Listen to this. Believe in yourself and all that you are. It's like a wallet. It's just absolutely amazing. The new mug that is a screw on. It's like, oh my God, amazing. I said to Marie-Pierre, oh no, we got to remove this. I can't freaking open the darn thing. You know, I'm going like this. I go to the fete, blah, 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 blah. And then I don't know what happened. I said, oh my gosh, no, you can. I'm so excited. Guys, I'm like a little baby in the candy shop. And this is a beautiful document holder for papers 8.5 by 11 that you can protect them. And I'm really, really happy. So long story short, I just want to share something with the merchandise, the millionaire of the diamonds. Remy babysat my two dogs, 2 out of 3 dogs, okay? And for free. I mean, it's a service, right? But I gave him one of these fanny packs written in French, because you can choose French or English writing. And it's written, believe in yourself and all that you are. Now, you know that Remy is challenged, right? He was born premature at 26 weeks. And, you know, everything that a premature child can go wrong, he's got it all, right? So a lot of times his self-esteem and his self-confidence is very low. And having watched my dogs, it kind of gave him a boost. So then I sent Sylvie over and I said, give him this pouch. And inside I put him a surprise, okay? And that, I'm going to cry. Immediately, he did flyers, he printed flyers, and he went to do door-to-door with his new career that he's officially a dog walker, Like, I'm telling you, the millionaire of the diamonds is something very powerful. And he says, Mom, I think I'm going to be a millionaire of the diamonds. Can you imagine how powerful? So I said to Marie-Pierre, for now, what I would love is, instead of doing the MD, let's really keep it the millionaire of the diamonds, because it stays in our minds. See, Monique, when you say a future millionaire, like I really need to get that on board. Millionaire, millionaire. We need to get comfortable with that word. But for us to move forward, okay, we need to hang out with the right people. We need to have the right people on the bus. So example, for the Facebook, I know the right people is Jacqueline Stockley. She's there for us. Marie-France Toupin, they're depositing great content. And the Millionaire of the Diamonds, look at our Facebook group. I mean, everybody. Marie-Pierre, I think next month we'll do top 10. Like, honestly, there's so many participants keeping that group alive. It's absolute. Oh, thank you, Melissa. Maybe we can post the publicity for him in Facebook, here, and everywhere. Like, just between us, right, Melissa? Why not? Everybody's looking for a good dog watcher. Yes or yes, guys? Okay. So it's getting the right people. I got the right people on Podbean. You know, Lise, that's welcoming everybody. Matthew, making everybody feel welcome. You need to get the right people. So today, my friends, we begin Chapter 3. With Jim Collins, From Good to Great. And now I'm not just reading a book. I'm using this book. I've used it many years ago that made us become who we are today. And they're so practical, these ideas, that you can really transform not only the future, but really think in the right now passionate goal. Like, how can you use Jim Collins' theory and apply it and transform the last 7 days of April? So you go into May very powerfully, because May is the month we plant, right? And then we water and we grow our business in June, July, August, September. And then we have the most amazing harvest in the month of October, November, December. So today's focus is on the importance of having the right people with you. Jim Collins talks about getting the right people on the bus, but also getting the wrong ones off. And here I want to share with you how important it is. Now, this is experience speaking. You don't tell people to get off the bus. You behave in a way where the wrong people by themselves will get off the bus. Okay. This is so important you understand this, because I don't know if he's going to explain it later on, but I just want to make sure nobody leaves this podcast saying, I fire you. We don't fire people. In 41 years, I have never fired anybody. I just behaved and, you know, as we go through the book, I will give you some recommendation in a way where they left. Now, why, Maria, you're saying to me that the people, wrong people have to get off the bus themselves. Why do you say, Maria, the wrong employee has to quit themselves? Because otherwise you create enemies. And if you have enemies, you can't grow. Now, for you to be able to get the wrong people off the bus by themselves, get the wrong employee off your team by themselves, so you don't create enemies, you must not have an ego that is in play. Okay. Now, if you're saying to yourself, your ego, and if you have an ego that makes the decisions for you, you cannot go from good to great. So I wanted to make sure of this little element coming from my 40 years experience. Okay, so this means choosing team members that work wisely, because when you have good people, success is much more likely to happen. Now, Melanie Miller is going to explore more how to identify and work with right people. And Marie-Pierre is going to have an exercise to see how you can apply these ideas in your own life and in your work. But I have a personal story here that I want to share with you in my earlier days. Now, a lot of people don't understand that the Lidiamat is not a 41-year consecutive process. And there's an element that a lot of people don't know. We started over 4 times back at zero. Can you hear my cat? Can you hear my cat? Yeah, okay. Hang on, let me. My cat is my boss. Okay, so here we go. Okay, my cat is my boss. These animals are bossing me around. It's just the way it is. And it wanted the door open now. And I love my cat, so I stopped the whole podcast to listen to my cat. There you go. That's it. Who would love to have a pet owner like me, right? Okay. So, okay, coming back to the podcast. They don't understand we started over four times. So I'm talking to you out of absolute certainty. The first time was in 1983 when I started in the multi-level marketing business. Now, if you remember, I told you that there was the number one team with over, you know, 30, 40, 50 people every single week selling $60,000 and a hard time selling $100. But I had the wrong people on the bus. Like, as I looked in the seating, you can tell by the personal, you know, I don't know how to say it, they were not the right people on the bus. You see? So, you know, how do you get them off? I never said to somebody, get off my bus. I just recruited and hired higher quality people that by themselves, they didn't feel anymore that we were a groupie club. And when we're not a groupie club, the wrong people will get off the bus by themselves. Everybody following me here? Okay. In 1989, we started over again. When I bought my Tupperware franchise, you have to understand, everybody that I had recruited and worked with prior to that, the last 7 years, were not allowed to come with me. We started back at zero. And again, I give that very first director meeting, and Melanie, the 12 directors fell asleep. I had the wrong people. Like, I know I had the wrong people, but it's a challenge getting the right people on the bus. And, you know, and we did that several times. And as we restarted again in Ottawa, Monique, I used to work in Ottawa and Gatineau, right at the crossroad of that bridge. Can you imagine if I'd stayed there? We would have been neighbors. We were looking for a home in Elmer before my husband fell sick. And we sold that business and started all over back in Montreal, where the rest is history. Melanie's part of that. So the wrong people get off the bus when you start attracting the right people. So in my multi-level marketing business, I'm doing my meetings, you know, one-on-one, two-by-two. Now we're revising. And there's something very important that I ask my directors to put in their agenda. It's called FAM, okay? And I'm looking for at least 3 to 5 one-hour FAM sessions, because Monique, to get the wrong people off the bus, you're going to have to recruit the right people. But you can't tell a wrong person you're a wrong person. I just want to make that absolutely a clarity for everybody. When you get a lot of right people, the wrong ones leave. So long story short, for us to be where we are today in this business, many will not remember this because you're all not old enough. But one day we went from 24 directors in 2006 to 3 directors because Tupperware changed the process. And it was the best thing that happened. Now, most business leaders quit. They didn't realize that the change allowed the wrong people finally to get off the bus. Because it was very, very hard for me to advance with all these wrong people on the bus. And the rest of Lady Emma's history, with these 3 right people, Pauline is retired, Jose is retired, Annie is still here. She just hit 20 years in the business, multi-millionaire. Once those right people were there, everything becomes easy. Like there's a momentum, a synergy, and everything becomes fun. So my basic take on it, how do you identify your people? Well, they've got to have the 4 Ds. Okay, the desire to absolutely want more, and it has nothing to do with how much money they want to make. They need to have the discipline, that unwavering schedule. Like if Monique says to me, she's going to do this, next thing I do is I watch, does she have the discipline? Okay. You have to have the determination. You're allowed to put one knee down, but you can't put 2. So if you get easily discouraged, you don't have the determination. And you have to be decisive. Once you've made the decision that this is what you're going to do this month, come hell or high water, you make it happen. So the 4 Ds for me have been a great indicator of who I want to work with. So that's my take on this. And all I want to share with you is remember it's a process. Remember it's a process. It doesn't happen because you listen to the podcast today. All you're going to have today is an awakening. So with no further ado, I'm going to introduce to you Dr. Melanie Miller, who will help you take down some notes. Over to you, Melanie.
Okay, thank you, Maria. So last week, we finished the chapter on discovering what characteristics were exhibited by level 5 leaders. Now we're going to start discovering what level 5 leaders and the 11 great good to great companies did. Collins and his researchers expected to find that the good to great companies were clear about the direction they were going. So they were very surprised when they realized that direction was not something that they put as a priority. Rather than setting the direction, they first made sure that they had the right people to travel with. They wanted to make sure that they had the right people on the bus and the wrong people off the bus. Once they had the right people, they would then decide where to drive it. And why would they do this? When people are on the bus because of who else is on the bus and not because of where they're going, they will stay on the bus and they will enjoy the ride no matter the direction. When people are on the bus because of the direction, what happens when the direction changes? They might want to get off the bus and leave you alone. This happens at Tupperware all the time. We recruit people that we want. We work with them. They have joined at a time that your business is on the end curve going up. They seem good, and then the direction of the bus, the business changes, and they don't want to put in the extra effort that's needed to survive this part of the journey. So they get off the bus. You are left alone. At Les Diamants, it is clear to Maria who she wants on the bus. They just keep riding along with her through all the ups and downs. And that is what we try to do in our teams. The second reason for wanting the right people is because the right people on the bus don't need motivating. They are people that get on with the job. Maria does not micromanage her team. She actually selects people for the bus by seeing who is motivating themselves. If you have to do everything for somebody joining your team, maybe they're not right for your bus. People who get on with things themselves are going to be good passengers. But you can only select the good ones when you have lots to choose from. That is why recruiting will ultimately lead to growth. you find the right passengers amongst all your choices. Thirdly, if you have the wrong people, it does not matter which direction you travel in, you will not succeed. Great vision without great people will not succeed. The approach of a leader to their business will have a significant impact on the success of that business. A company that is well known for putting the right people on the bus is Google. They put a lot of effort into not only selecting people who have the right skills, but also people who are good to fit with the company philosophy. The fact that I had to Google, funny, to find who was the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, is a reflection on the fact that he is not out in front of the world shouting about how great he is. He was recruited to Google 20 years ago in 2004 and has gradually risen through the company to take over as CEO of Google in 2015. He was an internal promotion. He has since been appointed CEO of Alphabet, which I hadn't heard of either, but Alphabet is the holding company of Google. The aim of Google is always to have the right people on the bus. So in the ever-changing world of information technology, they have survived well. Their five-year growth, while showing some ups and downs, has a steady upward growth of success. They have actually increased their market share by 146% in the last 5 years. By contrast, Firefox, do you remember them? Another information technology company has steadily declined in its growth. They didn't have the right people on the bus. Should we look at a company that is solely driven by its leader, we would think straight away of Tesla. Not really interested in hiring great people around him, as he thinks and is super talented himself. Elon Musk's company Tesla has no great growth between 2020 and 22. It had great growth, and now it's showing a steady decline. Elon Musk does not have the right people on the bus because Elon Musk thinks he's the driver and the passengers. Some companies operate on the weak general's strong lieutenant principle. The Bank of America did this, and it declined and had absolute disasters because the strong CEO had weak executives. He wasn't interested in having people around him that worked well. He wanted strong middle management. But the trouble with strong middle management is if they don't have leaders that can direct them, guess what they're going to do? They're going to get off the bus. So you end up with a very, very weak company. The idea of getting the right people on the bus is simple, and could be argued to be just good management. This is true. However, it's hard to do when everyone around you just wants you to get going in the right direction. To be able to have the patience to wait until you have the right people and resist the knee-jerk reactions, until all of the people are in the right place. I believe this is what Microsoft has been and maybe is still doing. The CEO of Microsoft, another person I'd really never heard of, is Satya Nadella. He has spent time trying to get the right people into Microsoft. There is a focus now on cultural transformation and collaborative success. Microsoft, surprisingly, has increased its market share by 217% in 5 years. When you compare that to Apple, who are the company that we hear about all the time because they have a clear direction, they know what they're doing. Apple have increased their market share, yes, by 228%, but I'm betting that nobody expected that Microsoft would be on a par with Apple. So getting the right people on the bus is very important. And I think Marie-Pierre is going to give us some guidance on the right people on the bus.
Thank you, Melanie. So yes, this morning I have a quiz for you. So we'll have 5 questions to see if you are the right person on the bus. So yes, we want to look at our bus, but first, you are on the bus of someone. So are you the best person on the bus? And when you are, now you can have your own bus. But first, you have to be the best on the bus of your leader. So I have 5 questions for you that you can answer A, B, C, or D. And then at the end, I will give you the answer. So let's start with number 1. So number 1, you want to reflect on the last time that you received a constructive criticism at work. How did you respond to this feedback? A, I reflected on it and made changes based on the feedback. B, I considered the feedback but struggled to implement the changes. C, I was defensive and disagreed with most of the feedback. Or D, I ignored the feedback and made no changes. Question number 2. When a problem arises in your project, how do you handle it? What is your approach to solving workplace issue? So A, I proactively seek solution and involve the necessary people. B, I will try to solve the problem but can be hesitant to seek help when needed. C, I sometimes avoid dealing with problem, hoping that they will resolve themselves. Or D, I often rely on other to detect and solve the problems. Question number 3. So when changes occur at work, such as new process, new tool, how do you adapt? How do you handle changes or unexpected challenges? A, I quickly adapt and often help others through the transition. B, I adapt at a moderate pace but can feel overwhelmed by too many changes. C, I am slow to adapt and often resist to new methods. Or D, I struggle significantly and express dissatisfaction with changes. Number 4. So when a colleague is going through a tough time, either personally or professionally, how do you respond to coworker in distress? So A, I offer support and assistance, showing concern for their well-being. B, I express sympathy but feel unsure how to help effectively. C, I acknowledge their situation but keep interaction strictly professional. Or D, I avoid discussing or engaging in their personal or professional issues. And last one, number 5. So when you consider how often you meet deadlines and commitment in your role, how reliable are you when it comes to completing tasks? So A, I consistently meet deadlines and I'm trusted with important tasks. B, I usually meet deadline, though I miss a few due to poor time management. C, I occasionally miss deadline when the workload is heavy. Or D, I often struggle to meet deadlines and need reminders. So did you have mostly A's, mostly B's, mostly C's, or mostly D's? So if you have mostly A, you are well on your way to being an exemplary team member. So continue to lead by example and mentor others. You are ready to have your own bus. If you have mostly B, you are a reliable team member, but there's room for growth. So focus on the area that you can see that you can be more proactive and engaged. If you have mostly C's, you may be somewhat resistant to change or passive. So look for opportunities to be more involved and embrace the change. And if you have mostly D, you might be struggling to keep up or engage positively. So it's important to seek the feedback and consider strategy for improvement. So make sure that you have the right people around you to keep your positivity. So when you want to know if you are the right person on the bus, the first thing that you want to look at is your result. Track your result and you will see if you have the right trait to be the right person on the bus. That means that your result will be growing. So that's a way that you can make sure that you are the right person on the bus. So on that, I wish you a beautiful day and we'll continue on that tomorrow morning. Bye everyone.